Today, I want to begin by sharing with you one of my favorite stories. It's about an old man who had a luxurious white beard. And it seems that one day a little girl asked him if he slept with that beard over or under the covers at night. The man started to answer, and then he paused and scratched his head. He didn't know. All these years he'd gone to bed each night without thinking about his beard. And then, would you believe it, after that encounter, he never had a good night's sleep because, well, he never could figure out for sure what to do with that beard. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. And right now, I'd like to ask you a question I hope that, well, I hope it'll make you stop and think, maybe even stump you. The question is about something that, well, we've all done many times in our lives, and you're doing almost every day in one form or another, or to one degree or another. But maybe like the old man with a beard, we've done it without thinking consciously about it. Now here's the question. How do you go about choosing a friend? I mean, what method do you employ in deciding with whom you want to associate? Do you look for someone who can do you a favor? Maybe someone who will enhance your image? Or who can promote a business interest or help your professional standing? Or are you that rare person who picks a friend on the basis of what the friend is? And even maybe what you can do for them as well as what they can do for you. But what is a friend? Well, a friend is a person who's attached to another by feelings of affection or maybe personal regard. He's a person who gives assistance, a patron or supporter. He's one who's on good terms with another. Now, these are all good, but I think maybe there's a better one from a dictionary of synonyms. It says, friendship is a deep, quiet, enduring affection founded upon mutual respect and esteem. And yet, so often today, things, well, we call them racism and respect of persons, but so often these are the greatest destroyers of genuine personal relationships. Isn't something missing when we react harshly to a fellow human being simply because of skin or whatever other categories into which we may try to pigeonhole people? There's something wrong with me when I have attitudes and things that just leaves other people on the outside, just standing out there somewhere hurting and with no real feeling of what their feelings are, and I just judge them and reject them on the spur of the moment and without any regard for consequences. Seems to me that what we kind of need is some warm friendships that go across the barriers. Now, I'm not thinking about going out and starting some great kind of movement, but just you, just opening up and reaching across barriers and learning about human beings, all kinds of human beings. Are you free to love your neighbors, all of them, just like you love yourself? I'm Landon Saunders, and I love my friends. This is Heartbeat.